Sweetheart?
I thought you weren't going to be home until 11. Hey.
What happened? Are you okay?
Wait. Hang on. What are you saying? I can't hear you if you grumble like that. Oh, sweetheart. Come here. Was it that bad? You're only there for an hour. Was it really that noisy? How many people were there? Only 10 and it was that loud? Oh. I'm sorry I didn't get home earlier to go with you. Did you manage to talk to anyone at least? Okay, so you said hi to somebody. That's good. Anybody else? Oh, okay. You didn't know how to join in the conversation. What did you do? Oh, you're on your phone. Okay. Would it help you if I went with you next time? No, I won't ditch you there, I promise. Is something else bothering you? Usually when you get overstimulated, it doesn't leave you this upset. Oh, love, come here. I know you're scared of that. Listen to me. You have a lot of trouble saying the right thing and trying not to offend people. And I'd be lying if I said you haven't offended me ever, but I also know you don't mean it. Do you remember when you gave me a critique for my essay for work? You called the formatting horrendous, right? No, I'm not mad about that. But you remember, don't you? I knew you didn't mean it in that hurtful way. You were just being honest. We both know that that kind of bluntness could hurt somebody else, though, don't we? Right. We practiced together how you could phrase criticism in the future so nobody's feelings would get hurt. They'll be more receptive of your critique, and there's a better chance they won't get mad at you, the way that I don't get mad at you. We can practice about going to events, too. If we practice next time we go, it'll be easier for you to talk to other people. Of course I'll be there with you. But I know you want to do this on your own, too. Oh, baby, please don't cry. You're not a failure. Shush. It's not your fault. And no, you are not broken. You're perfect just the way you are. Do you know how wonderful you are? Yes, you are. Mwah. Don't make me say it again. Believe it or not, there's a lot to love about you. I appreciate your honesty, your attention to small little details. I love that we can appreciate the quiet together. Those little nights in, relaxing on the couch or in bed. I appreciate that you value practicality. You leave it to figure out how to get the best value for our money, basically. I love you. Nothing will ever change that. Okay? Mwah. Does that help you feel better? Okay, good. Why don't we go watch some playthroughs tonight? I know how much the commentary is soothing and enjoyable for you. Great. You go ahead and get something ready and I'll be back. But, sweetheart, mwah, Remember that I'll always have your back, okay?